From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. UN aid agency warned millions of people in South Sudan risk starvation as a food crisis in the country escalates. The promise of a bright future held out when South Sudan gained its independence in July of 2011, but it turned sour after more than 2 years of civil war. More than 1.5 million people have become internally displaced, and at least 750,000 have fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge. Compounding the misery is a UN assessment that 2.8 million South Sudanese, nearly 25% of the country's population, are going hungry and need assistance. Of this number, they say at least 40,000 people living in conflicted, affected Unity State and other hard-to-reach areas are on the brink of catastrophe. South Africa's highest court Tuesday heard a case against President Jacob Zuma. He is accused of violating the Constitution in a scandal over state spending on his private home. Opposition parties brought the case against Zuma to the Constitutional Court, and those proceedings were shown on live television. Opposition protesters marched to the courthouse as judges decided whether the president broke the law by failing to follow a 2014 recommendation that he pay back some of the more than $20 million in home upgrades. U.S. President Barack Obama is unveiling a $4 trillion-plus federal spending plan Tuesday for the year that starts next October. However, the Republican-controlled Congress has already signaled that it will ignore many of his new initiatives during his last year in office. President Obama wants $7.5 billion to fight the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Residents formed long lines at polling stations throughout New Hampshire to vote in a primary election set to shape the future of the Democratic and Republican presidential races. Voters throughout the northeastern state were eager to cast their ballots Tuesday after weeks of fierce campaigning there. Over the past day, a winter storm has swept across New Hampshire, dumping up to 20 centimeters of snow, making it tough to travel in some areas. Iraq says its forces have completely recaptured the city of Ramadi and surrounding areas from Islamic State fighters. The military and interior ministry said Tuesday that Iraqi troops finished retaking several areas to the east of Ramadi and had reopened a road that links the city to Baghdad. Police say a head-on train crash Tuesday in southern Germany has killed at least nine people and injured more than 100 others. Police say more than 50 of those hurt in the crash were seriously injured. This is a German federal police spokesman.
He says, because of the confined space, we're rescuing the injured by air, and then they are taken to nearby hospitals. The speed of the trains at the time of the crash and what caused them to collide is not immediately clear. Meanwhile, the rail company Meridian said its trains were involved in a serious collision about 60 kilometers southeast of Munich and added that it was deeply shaken by the crash. The United Nations warned Tuesday that if pro-government forces in Syria succeed in encircling the city of Aleppo, then up to 300,000 people could be cut off from humanitarian aid. The World Food Program said Tuesday that it's currently distributing urgently needed meals to 21,000 people who fled Aleppo. Riot police in Hong Kong fired warning shots in the air in an angry confrontation with protesters in the city's working-class Mong Kok district Tuesday. The unrest began when police tried to keep unlicensed food sellers and other street vendors from selling their wares during the city's Lunar New Year celebrations. The situation turned chaotic when activists showed up to defend the street vendors. This is Hong Kong's chief executive, Long Chung-ying.
I believe the public can see for themselves from TV news reports the seriousness of the situation. The SAR government strongly condemns such violent acts. The police will apprehend the mobs and bring them to justice.
So far, various reports say anywhere from 3 to 24 people were arrested in the rioting, while at least 3 police officers were injured. Authorities also shut down the Mong Kok subway station as a precautionary measure. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.